Okay, we're today's job is the testament of days. Okay, basically, a testament base is three sets of prices. The first one, which we started last time, was the Tanur Rabbanan Ketzad Mitzvah Siyud. The main iyun in learning this is the question that we discussed so many times, whether yield is l'mafreya. There's no shaila that when you read this Gemara, Poshet Kipshutai, it sounds like Yud. The question of Yud is the Mafreya is Gufa the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda and the Chacham. And that's what it sounds like. Because the Gemara seems to say pretty clearly that the Chachamim is Mashal to someone who said, Hari Abba Kodeshus Li Me'achsha V'Lacha Shalashim Yayin. Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda is Hari Abba Kodeshus Li La'acha Shalashim Yayin. Which means that according to the Chachamim, it's the Mafreya. And according to Rabbi Yossi Ber Yehuda, it's not Lema Freya. And that's the Poshet reading of the Gemara, which is like the Miches Chinuch, the Pnei Shua Shita, that we've already discussed. In the beginning of the Brais, it says, Ketza Mitzvah Siyud, Oymula B'Fnei Shtayim Harei At B'Kodeshes Li. How do you understand that according to the Pnei Yeshua? If it's Lema Freya. Hare at Mikudeshus Li. What does that mean? He brought her as Nama in Nissan, and he said in effect, Me'achshav Alachash Loshimim. 30 days later, or 6 months later, whatever the case may be, he does Yiyud. He says, Loshna Hare at Mikudeshus Li. Well, strange, no? Hare at Mikudeshus Li. Sounds like you're doing it now.
If it works for
Lafayette,
why can't you say it like
it then? Right, so you shouldn't say you say it then, Harry Abakadeshusli. You should say that you're Mukadeshusli from them, Lamafreya back. That's what it means, Harry Abakadeshusli.
If you said then, Harry
Abakadeshusli, it works the whole thing. I guess that's what you have to say, according to Pnei Yeshua. But certainly, if I was writing such a language, I would write. I mean, what you should be saying is, I'm exercising my option. Someone says, I give some money, and he says, I want to marry you on the Tanai, the Kamalach HaShloshim Yom. He comes back 30 days later. So he says, Harry at 30 days later. What does he do at the end of 30 days? He gives a woman money, and he says, I'm giving you this Kedushin on Tanai if I want after 30 days. So after 30 days he comes, he says, Hari Abba Kodesh, just leave. That's the language you would use. it's certainly mashma like Reb Chaim, that it's happening now, not that it's happening on Afreya. The language of Hari Abba Kodesh, just leave is certainly mashma, is mashma like Reb Chaim. There's also another raya to Reb Chaim, besides what we discussed already, that let's say she was sold as a shifcha nisan, and you do yiyud and tishrei. What's with all the maisei yodeha for the last 6 months? During those 6 months, we thought she's an ama, so the adai took the money of maisei yodeha. According to Pnei Yeshua, it's now a gloy milsalam afreya that when he started with her, she wasn't a shifcha, she wasn't an ama, she was ishus. So what happens with all the money from these 6 months? It's also a little bit. It's also mashal Reb Chaim, because the money, the money doesn't go back, whatever she worked. So if you hold this now, l'mafreya like Reb Chaim, it's good. Whatever she till now is on every year, and whatever she does from now on is ishus. Yaitzim shifchas l'ishus. But if you hold like the Peishu and Mechas Chinuch, so it's right. It's difficult to understand why does the Ma'isi Adah stay by the Adayim. If it's l'mafreya, that she's an isha l'mafreya, so there was kedushin l'mafreya between kedushin and the suin. I see there should go to the father. So again, it's a little mashma like Reb Chaim. So there are mashmois in like Reb Chaim. Although the mashal of the Gemara, let's see the mashal inside, and the mashal is a matter of mashal. Loimali isha is kachili me asha of la'acha shloishim yayim. Uba'acher v'kisha b'sech shloishim yayim shem kudesh eslamish. Now, Rashi and Tosis argue on pshat here, in the mashal. Rashi learns mashal loimali isha means from Yod we learn to the din of Oimali Isha Me'asher Lach Shloshim Yayim. In other words, we Torah told us Yod, and the Torah told us that Yod works a certain way. From that we can take from Yod and extrapolate outwards to a new case of Me'asher Lach Shloshim Yayim. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis says that the Gemara doesn't do mashal. A mashal is not, if you give someone a mashal, it's to help understand the aside. The mashal is just a way to understand the aside. The mashal is not the thing you're learning. So Tosis, in both Tosis, and Tosis learns that the mashal is fakir. The mashal is made to explain yield. I think that's the way to learn Pashup Pshat. So let's learn the Gemara that way. Like Tosis learns, like most Rishonim learn. Mashal lo'im ali isha es kachi le mi'akshav la'acha shloshim yayim u'ba'acha v'kitcha v'sech shloshim yayim shemukhidesh es l'rishon. If you tell a woman, be married to me, me'akshav la'acha shloshim yayim, that someone is mekadesh her, v'sech shemukhidesh es l'rishon. Same thing by Yod. If somebody is Mekadish during this man of Yod, Mekudesh is Levishin. Now those of you who learned Afnun Ches, Afnun Tes, Naf Samach, will realize that this Gemara is actually not Lekuli Alma. There's Machlaikis there, three by Machlaikis, I think. What the din of Me'akshav Alach HaShloshim Yayim is. But for now, we'll take our Gemara as it says, and we'll assume the Halach is so. And the Gemara is saying that Mekudesh is Lemafrei. So it can't be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be Amar Vach Brei De Rava Moshul Rabbanon Shita. Like Rabbanon, it's not Pashit. Yud is Lamafreya. It's like Me'asha. Now the Tema Havolay Me'asha Kamash. So Reb Chaim brings this Gemara to explain it Lishita Soi, because this Gemara seems to say it's Lamafreya. It's like Me'asha V'Lachas Shloishim Yayim, which is something that's Chal Lamafreya. So, since it's like it's Lamafreya, so Mimela, Reb Chaim's Yisayid, that it can't be Lamafreya, because you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume when you sell a woman for Damavriya. This Gemara seems to be different. So Reb Chaim understands, his words are that the Isser is Chal Lamafreya. In other words, she becomes Mekudesh Es L'Mafreya from the original time of the selling of Alma Nevriya. But all the dinim are not chal till now. Which simple words are, it starts earlier, it's the beginning of a Kedushin from the time you sell, but it's not chal until later, but it's chal enough that no one else can be Mekadesh or in between. Those are the words of Reb Chaim. And the kasha that the Achrenim say is we don't find any such kedushin that starts earlier or now. So I think it still seems to me the best way to learn the Reb Chaim is what we call Yom Kodesh Eslam Afreya, Mekana Laba Yom Kodesh Eslam Afreya. And from now on, it's a kedushin Eslam Afreya. Memela, anybody who came in between is now Mekodesh. Chaim doesn't use those words. But
what are usually used for
Eidus L'Kiyume, we had two as Beirim in Eidus, then why you need Eidus L'Kiyume, but there was no question that Kedusha without Eidus is an Achal.
I understand, but is it on the Isser or the Ishus? Chaim is not saying that it's not on the Isser.
That's
no more understanding.
The Stipler has a Mahalach in Reb Chaim, to be Mahalach between the Kinyan and the Isser. Kinyan of the Isha, the Isser of the Isha. It seems, I don't understand it, it seems to be very arbitrary, just... I don't like when you take something and you break it into two dinim just so it should fit. It's somehow not satisfying. It has to be some svara to it in the first place. I'm sure the stifler could explain it, but from his words, I don't. He says something along the lines of what you're saying. He splits the kedushin in two: the dina yisra of the kedushin and the dina kinyan of the kedushin. But I don't know. I couldn't teach it because you know, there's the old rule, a teretz is only a teretz if it stands on its own 2 feet. You can't just make it fit, so you say, oh, this is the way it works. He says, but Kodeshes and Lafrey and Makan Laba, it's a mahalach which exists in other places in Tyre, so you plug it in here.
It's a major problem, because I can answer a lady from the whole world without eating there. I just can't make her.
It's interesting. By Yom Evriya, you can answer a woman to the whole world without Eidim, but there'll be no Einshin, so it won't really matter. That's what Chaim says, there's no Einshin. So, just won't be Chal, just the Kedush is not Chal. No Einshin. Why didn't no Einshin? So the way we're saying it's good, because it's only Mekdesh Mekana Labalim Afreya. So, B'shasma, I said there's no Einish for what he did. It wasn't an Avera then. Only one thing is Chal. It's Chal that if anybody else will marry her, if I do Yiyud, that Kedush won't be, can't be Chal, because now it's no Mefreya, and it's Mefkiya, the previous Kedush. It's the which is on Chesamid Beis, on Tesamid Shmuel Shita. That's only Suffolk Ad Lamed Yom. At the end of the Lamed Yom, whatever happens is a glowing Mafrei. So it fits one. Alright, I think this is the last you're going to hear from me, this Reb Chaim, at least today. Or this man. We're not going to have Yud by Yom by Yav Kanani, so. Alright. Ted Yidach. Second brisa is a matching brisa. Hamaychir espita evol v'kitchel acher. The adayim, the av. He pulls the fast one. He sells his daughter to Rav Avriya. And then he runs and he's mekadisha to someone else. Sichek ba'adayim. He could laugh at the adayim. The mekadesh no sushayim. The very basic review that. Why? Because the basic review is a shitasai. That you only can marry her with the shiftless, and from then and on, it's Nevelim Afreya. It's Nevelim Afreya, so if she marries someone else first, it's Chal.
Well,
no, because it's only the Yud. She's only Mekudesha, she still has to work as an Amma. She's not Nesua. Because now he can't marry her. He thought he's buying an Amma every year, has a right to marry her, Bakarcha, and Bakarcha of the Ov. So now he says, you see that? You thought you'll be able to marry her, you can't marry her. If it has value, you mean? He stole the right. Is that a ganav? Is that a ganav? If someone has the right to marry somebody, and someone else marries him first. Right? You have the Mishnah later that somebody makes a shliach to Mekadesh Yisha, v'alof v'kitchel ha'atzma. Not a ganav. What? Never stops. Changed his mind later, wasn't going to have his das, but Shasma, I say he really meant it. Later, he changed his mind. I only mean to say that, you may have paid extra for the Om of Riyah because of Yiyud. Could be. I guess if he could prove it, maybe he's entitled to his money. If he could prove it. Now, again, we have a Moshel, but this Moshel is not a Lama Freya Moshel. What's this marshal? This is a marshal where it's not lemafreya, right? Tell a woman how yamuk deshes li leachar shloishim yaim. The kedusha should be chal later, not lemafreya. Mekudeshes l'sheini. This is of course going to be a marshal like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Marshal aman ilaim l'rabbanan it can be. I'm rabbanan marshal yaid miyaim. Alright, so these are the first brises, which is basically the issue of Lemafreya, which we've already discussed. Tanya Idach, we go on to a new set of brises. This touches on something we learned in Marcus 2 years ago. The question of Masna Mashakasa B'Torah, making it Tanai in violation of, in contradiction to what the Torah said. Let's see the Brisa, and we'll see what we can reconstruct from Pshat and Snachlaitis. Tanya Yidach. Habaycher Espitai Uposak Alminos Shaloi Liayid. He marries off, he sells his daughter from Avriya, but he doesn't want this man to marry her. So he says, I'm selling you Alminos that you don't do Yiyud. Iskari Matadai Divir Remeya. Nechacham Mavayimrim Rotsal Liayid Miyayid. Mibnei. Shehiste al mashakasa b'toira, b'chol hamasna al mashakasa b'toira to no'i bottle. So what's he saying? The Chum say that's masna mashakasa b'toira, b'chol hamasna mashakasa b'toira to no'i bottle. And what happens?
So
Still. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Why? It's and the mechira. Mechira is nothing. But look at the chum ayrim. It's a hesber. Does that make sense to you? I go into a business deal. I make a deal with somebody. Okay, I make a business deal. So let's say I hire a worker. I hire the worker. I say, okay, the condition you can work for me the next 6 months. And I don't want to train you for nothing, so I want you to work at least, whatever, at least a year, 2 years. Comes back the next day. He says, you know, that tonight I made, I can't keep to it. Tonight I have other obligations. So what happens? So then the whole thing is bottled, no? My whole, all right, so I'm not hiring you. I say, what do you mean? You signed the contract. So I say, sort of, I signed the contract on it tonight. If you can't keep it tonight, maybe you're annoying this, I have no complaints to you. But isn't the deal off usually if a tonight is bottled? So you start the deal again, right? Yeah. So what's the case here? A man says, let me just finish. A man says, I'm selling my daughter to you for Dom of Ria on the condition you don't do yields. And he agrees. Then they ask a shayla to their Rav, and the Rav says, you know, even though he agreed, he's allowed to do yields. So what would the father normally say? The whole deal's off. I only sold it to you on the condition you don't do yield. Now you want to be married to her and do yield. I never sold it that way. Alright, so I had no right to make such a tanai. Okay, so I made a mistake. So I'll give you your money back. Give me my daughter back. Isn't that the way it should be? The Gemara says no. Tanai is bottle, and she sold, and he could do yield. It's very sure.
He doesn't want to do yield, that doesn't help.
Does that make sense to you? That should be that way? Logically, it should be that way. But he never sold her under these conditions. He sold her under certain conditions.
You know, there's no guarantee that when anybody sells her...
Let's say you take a job with a daycare in Brooklyn for the summer. You sign a contract, you machayev yourself. They come back to you and say, you know, we decided instead of having it in Brooklyn, we're going to have it up in the Catskills. You could drive up every morning. So I never agreed. So yeah, Tucker never agreed, but we changed it. So what do you say?
That's changing the whole deal.
But once the deal changed, so you start negotiating again, you start all over. So here, I sold the Amma to you on the condition you don't do yield. So now, you're telling me the halacha is you could do yield anyway. So I say, fine, you're right, I shouldn't have made the condition, the whole thing tonight, the whole thing should be bottled.
But when you sell the Amma, you don't sell for yield, you sell for shivchus.
I sold the feirish shivchus on the condition you don't do yield. I said, I'm a Nasta, you don't do yet. I said, it's all befeirish.
But I'm a Nasta,
it's not. I said, I'm a Nasta.
But when he sold
his daughter, he sold originally. He doesn't make such a tonight. He made it, so we're going on the Gemara's case. I'm a Nasta, I'm a Nasta, I'm a Nasta. That's the Gemara's case.
Sorry, but in a regular case.
No, I'm not talking about the Gemara's case. Gemara's not talking about a regular. Gemara's talking about its case. Upasak. Pasak means they agreed. No, because the machlokes will hold true even if they're married to each other.
But it's not happening in the future, it's happening right now as well. It's not like something later on is making it. It's happening right now, like he's saying,
as well,
so that's why it should
be chal. So you have to think of what's another marshal. If I make it tonight and b'shas ma'aseh, it can't be. It's bottled. I would think any condition I make b'shas ma'aseh's bottle, and I didn't realize, so then it should be we have to start negotiating again. That's what I would think. I would think I made a deal with you. Part of the deal is unenforceable. It's true, it's b'shas ma'aseh, but I should be entitled to start all over.
But you know right now while you're doing this, it's in the process. It is happening right now.
It's happening right now.
So you're making the
so, so
while it's happening, that's being
But my you can't say I didn't know it's batal. So my das was to suffer on a mevriya below yud. That's a yafshir. And therefore what? Therefore what should happen? Does that make sense? That therefore it should still be chal.
If it happened later on.
I never sold it for an amavriya and yud. I sold it for this new kind of amavriya, it doesn't have yud. And that doesn't exist. So, if I sold for amavriya below yud.
You might have not done that, but you did.
It's a chiddush what you're saying. It's a chiddush what you're saying. You're right. It's a very big chiddush. To me, it goes against the logic. The logic should be, if I did something under certain agreement, that agreement should be, if the agreement can't be kept to, then the whole deal is off. It's all totally zebizeh. It's not your fault. It's a mas mashkas of b'tayra, and I made a mistake, but that's what I would think.
It's
if I say I want to be magdish this carbon on the condition I could go horseback riding, whatever, the sheepback riding every day on it. Should it? Yes, Mathamash goes a bit tired. That's a nice bottle, and the deal is kai. Why? Why should that be? It's 100% true. Why? Why? All right, I'll tell you what you're saying depends on the following issue, and you're right. That's how it seems to be pshat in the Gemara. It depends on the following issue. We're all accustomed to learning about Tanoim in Shas. We've learned it many times. What would be the logic? We learned Tanai out of where? Divya Tanai, how do we know Tanai works? B'nai Ruve, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they made it Tanai. So we know Tanai works. Let's say there'd be no such Gemara. There'd be no such Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah didn't tell us anything about Tanai. The Torah didn't say anything about Tanai anywhere. And I come, the first time in world history someone makes a Tanai, I sell a house on the condition that, what? I want this house to be sold on the condition it rains tomorrow. So I said that. Okay? Or the house will be sold on the condition that, whatever. What? I moved to Eretz Yisrael. Unless I go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gemara's example. I made it tonight. And now, the next day, I'm supposed to move to Eretz Yisrael and I can't go. What would I say Api Svara? Is the Mechira Kayim or the Mechira Bav? I did a Kenyan with you. I did a Kenyan on my house. I did a Kenyan Suder. You gave me a handkerchief in exchange. I'm not the house to you on the condition that I'll go there to Israel tomorrow. The Gemara is such a case. Next day, in the Gemara's case, he was unable to go to Israel for whatever reason. Unable to go. What would be Api Svara? What would be Api Svara? The Tanai wasn't Mekoyim. The Mecher is Bottle or the Mecher is Kayim? Mecher is Bottle, why? I did a Mecher. But I still did a Mecher. But I did a Kenyan. Could words be Mevatel a Kenyan? Yeah, that's why I said, let's say Lekuliyam was a good reason. Okay, it was something new, and it was a good one. So what would the Sfara say? You're saying the Sfara would say the Mechaz Bavl.
Does it depend on who saw it can't fulfill tonight?
What?
Does it depend on who saw it can't fulfill?
That's what I'm saying. Let's say Bekuliyam was a type of Bittul tonight that's the Chabad. There's no question. Okay? There's no question that it was a good tonight and the tonight was Bavl. The halach is that the Mechaz is Bavl. Taisis and Ksubis on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis says that the Svarach Yitzayna were not for the Gilei Akra Nun Vav Amid Aleph. The Svarach Yitzayna would be that Ein Divor Mevatel Maisa. If I did a Maisa Kinyan on a house, and then I spoke with you, I said it's only Amidas. Taisis says if not for the Parsha of B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain, if not for the fact there's such a parsha in the Torah that teaches us tonight, I would have said tonight doesn't work. Tonight never works. the Torah in the parish of Negara B'nai Ruvin is megala to us that a person could do a dibor, he could do a kedushin, amenas, and the whole concept of Tanai, which we're all familiar with, is all based on the parsha. So we got so used to it, Tosis holds, that it's a that we're accustomed to the fact that Tanai is batal, the Mais is batal. Tosis holds, no, it's a chiddush akra that Tanai works. Svarach Yitzayne is Tanai doesn't work. Mimela, Zok Tosis. In a case which is not similar to the Tanai of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, any Tanai, let's say Tanai that's not a Tanai Kafel, or Hen Kaidim Lalav, all the different rules of Tanai, if you mess up in the Tanai, what happens? Comes out there's no Giloy Krah that the Tanai works. So it goes back to the original Svara that the Maisa is Kayin. Mimela. By Masna Amasha Kasa B'Tayrin, there's no Chiddush, B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain doesn't apply. B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, the Chiddush of Tanai applies only to Dvar Rishus. Memeila of Amasna Amasha Kasa B'Tayrin, the Chiddush HaTayrin of Tanai doesn't hold true. And since the Chiddush HaTayrin of Tanai doesn't hold true, so Memeila, the Mais is Kayim, the Tanai is just words. You're at, I sold it for an Amavriya, that's a Mais Akinyan. I said, Amenos, you don't do Yiyot, those are Geret, the words, they don't count. And the Meila the Mais is Kayim. This is Pashup Shad and Tosis and Ksubis and Vav Amidah. The main problem with Tosis is the Svara to this. Rishon Zalman in the first Chelik on page Tuf Pei Aleph has a piece on this. Tosis, he holds very stark, it's not Mestavra. It's not Mestavra. If I make a Kinyan Amidah, that the Svara is that Amidah doesn't count, just words, and not Mevatel Mais. Yields is not Mestaver. Can't argue with Tosis.
Ashi seems to argue there.
Yeah, Rashi where? You make a diak in Rashi that Rashi doesn't say. Now Rashi says, "Who did Nami tonight?" Called the Maisa. I think he's including everything Chazal learned. I'll have to see if someone explains Rashi the way you're explaining.
I think the Rashi is not Rashi the other. The point is there that you need a tonight couple.
Yeah.
If you don't make a tonight couple, then it's misguided.
That's what Tosis there is explaining. Tosis is not explaining Maisa Mashkos, but Tosis is explaining every tonight that's missing in their God of their Ruvain, that it is that way. So every time the mice is kayim, the tanai is batal. So this would explain very kishmak that every time the tanai is not a good tanai, the mice is kayim, the tanai is batal. The Rishon Zalman has a hard time. He wants to make it mistaver. So not a davar mistaver. So Rishon Zalman says he had a little bit to make it a little more palatable. He says, really, it's a suffix. If you make a Tanai, you do a deal and you make a Tanai. Do you mean that the Tanai should be ma'akev in the deal? Sometimes people make a Tanai in a deal and they don't mean it to be ma'akev, necessarily. Sometimes they do. He says, if not for the parsha of Tanai, it would be a suffix. It would be unclear. Does the person mean for it to be ma'akev or he doesn't mean for it to be ma'akev? And Mesafik, it wouldn't be Eike, the original. But, Zucker Shlom is out. If he's going to speak it out clearly, that he'll say, Pemole, what I mean is, that if for some reason this Tanai is not a good Tanai, I wanted the Maisa to be bottled, if he says that Beferish, certainly the Maisa will be bottled. Let's say a person sells his daughter for Amavriya. He says, Amanas, you don't do Yiyut. And he speaks out, if for some reason this Tanai is not a good Tanai, I don't want the Mechiriyah to be Chal. He speaks that out Beferish. So, Rishon Zalman, Avada, the Mechiriyah will be Batal. If he speaks it out Beferish, the only reason Yenet Tosis holds that the Tanai, is bottled, the Maisa is Kayim, with his explanation, is because you never know what the person meant. Did the person mean for it to be Makiv? He didn't mean for it to be Makiv. You never know. Sometimes a person gets hired, so he asks for, he says, I want to work the 9-to-5 shift. And they agree. Now, let's say he doesn't get the 9-to-5 shift, he has a different, does that mean he would have rejected the job? Maybe yeah, maybe not. On that, Taisa says that if it's tonight, B'nai Gadim, B'nai Ruvain, so it works. If not, so it lives, it doesn't work.
But it's not Kafel, he's saying
it. Tonight Kafel, he's saying it. He's saying, so what does he mean? He means he has to add to it.
He's saying that
if yes, yes, yeah, if not, it's not.
Not so much,
and then he has to say, and I really mean it. That's what I'm saying. And I really, I don't know. But al kapanim, the Taisus is a Taisus. Taisus says that the chiddush that tzvarach yitzayna would be one way. Comes out that the machlokes of masa mashkas of the Torah works on that. If the mice is kayim or mice is not, would be totally in this. So the Gemara brings another brisa on this topic. It's much the opposite. Here Remeya holds the Kudeshus. Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Chacham Yamayim, Rabbi Davsham Tanoi Kayim, is the Chastira. Rabbi Chizkiya, Shani Hacha, Damakra, Le Oma, Pamim Sheinei Meichra, Ela La Oma Bovat. It's there, Sakasov. Le Oma, Pamim Sheinei Meichra, Ela La Oma Bovat, and therefore what? Therefore, according to Remeyer, the Tanai could remain. Okay, we had in Makis, hopefully you'll remember, the difference between Aminos in Gemara's case they was talking about Shemitah. Aminos loy tashmiteini shviyas is masna mashkas of the Torah. If you make it tonight, Aminos, that Shemitah should come and it shouldn't be Mishamit, that's Master Mashakas of Batari, you can't make such a thing. If you say Aminosh Le Tashmiteini Bishvius, Aminosh Le Tashmiteini Bishvius, the Tanai is a good Tanai. What's the difference to say Aminosh Le Tashmiteini Shvius or Aminosh Le Tashmiteini Bishvius? What's the difference? The difference is, if you say Aminosh Le Tashmiteini Shvius, you're saying I'm lending you money on the condition Shemitah doesn't knock it off. You say, I'm lending you money on the condition Shemitah doesn't knock it off. Masa Machas of Atarim, Shemitah does knock it off. If you say, I'm in Ashley Tashbitaini Bishvius, means Amayda Shemitah knocks it off. On the Tanai, that you, who have a right to knock it off on Shavuos, you don't exercise that right. So there's a difference if you make it tonight to violate the Torah. In other words, the Tanai is on the Torah. The Torah said something and you're saying the opposite. That's not how. If you say, I know the Torah gave you a right not to pay back after Shavuos, but I'm doing it on the condition that you don't exercise that right. Aminosh lo tashbiteini b'Shavuos, that you will choose not to be mashmit after Shavuos, you'll pay. Then what's it din? The Tanai is a good Tanai. That's the chilik that it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is a case of Ainoa, similar thing. See, Aminosh, there's no rules of Ainoa. You can't do that. It violates the Torah. Say Aminosh she'in l'cha alay enor, that you won't enforce it, so then that's a good thing. So what should come out by Yiyud? Chayit should come out by Yiyud. Then if you say what? What's the Gemara's case? Aminosh she'loy liyayid. What does that sound like? Sounds like you're not going to do yiyud. Why is that master mashkas of a Torah? Aminosh loy liyayid. Why is that mashkas of a Torah? You have the Torah gives you a right to do yiyud. Aminosh that you won't exercise your right to do yiyud. What do you say? Is that master mashkas of a Torah? I'm a nas that you won't exercise your right to do yid. Chayre, that should be a good tenai.
You can't exercise.
What?
You can't.
You can't or you won't. If I say you can't do yid, that's violating the Torah. I say you won't, you'll choose. I'm an asher loy liyayid. Teretz, there's a major difference between the two. What's the major difference between Shemitah and Einoa and Yiyud? Yiyud is a mitzvah saseh. Shemitah, if I lend you money, Shemitah passes, there's no mitzvah saseh for me not to pay you. As a matter of fact, it says, Ruach HaChamim Leichei Menu to pay. It's a good thing to pay. You don't have to pay. But if you owe someone money, Shemitah passes, it's better to pay. You have to say, yeah, I mean, Mishamit. But the point is that when I make it tonight that you'll pay me after Shemitah, or I make it tonight that you'll not enforce Einoa, that's your right. You have a right. You have a right to pay after Shemitah. You have a right. You say, I'm a Nasha Loi Liyayid, even if you say, I'll choose not to do it, that's still connected to Torah. The Torah didn't obligate me to do Yiyud. But Lamai said, Torah gave me a mitzvah of yield. I'm being mafkia the mitzvah. When I say I'm a nas, I won't, I'll choose not to do yield. To be mafkia a mitzvah, that's that's master mashkas of a Torah. Because yield is a mitzvah sasai. Alright, we spoke out a lot more on master mashkas of a Torah and Makis, but yes, we have to finish. We have our goal for the week, so let's move on. I mean, Lamaisa, what this sugya talks about, we spoke about. Let's see. The third topic of this amid is now we're left with an extra pasuk la'ama. What do we do with it? So we have here sort of the third topic of the amid. For abanan hay la'ama may avdilei hay mi bayu l'kedetanya li'ama melamed shemaychwa l'psulim. What a psulim! What a psulim! So Psulim Rashi says, Mamzer v'nesin Nasin Sha'in Rishoy Liyaye Venim Karis Lahem El Shifchus Bovan. What? The Rabbanon and oh, you mean it's really the same thing? It's what's the difference if I say I'm a nashe loy liyayid or if I sell to psulim? Is that what you mean? Chizkiya said, one second, la'ama, that you can sell a to ama to a regular person by making it tonight. And he's saying, la'ama, malam shemaych l'psulim. So he holds. Could be an afkamina. If I sell her lepsulim and they do yiyud l'charet shabichal, because kedushas taisa mechayv elav. According to Chizkiya, if I sell for an ama al minos that you don't do yiyud, so even if he does yiyud, it would be chal. If you hold it, now it works like Ramea. Even with the evidence, it would be chal. No, l'char would be an afkamina. If I sell like Ramea, if I sell an ama, my daughter for an ama vriya al minos, you don't do yiyud. So tonight is chal. So now, if he does yield anyway, is he married? He's not married, because he has no right to do yield. If I sell my Yom Evriya to a mamzer, and the mamzer does yield, l'chayrut should be chal, because kedushin types are b'chayv alav. That seems to be enough gemin. So malani shemaych l'psulim, v'aloy dinu, kacha l'psulim, hayim kirena l'psulim, tzchal b'diyavet kedushin to a mamzer. So it should be chal b'di'evet mechira to a mamzer. It's like the Gemara, no. Masha mekatcha b'sulim shekein adam mekadish es bidek shinara. Mekrena l'psulim shein amech bidek shinara. Mechira is more limited than kedushin. So hayayis, mechira is more limited than kedushin. So here also it'll be more limited. Tamad lai malam malam yishamaych l'psulim. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a lami shemach lepsulim, I kvar nema, I'm rab, eni adi ne'a, sha rab in the suel. that she's raw in this well, her marriage is bad. This is the machlekes we had, what was it, Yudbeis or so, if Michael the Kraivim or not. There's a big kash on this Gemara in the Michas Chinuch. Our Gemara is saying such a pashtus that if you sell an amavriya to a mamzer, the mamzer can marry her because it's Isurei Lavin. We have a rule in Shas, Asei Doichalais Asei. Right? If a man is a mamzer and he has an amavriya, a regular girl, he has a mitzvah Asei of Yud. He has a lois Asei, lo yova mamzer pekal Hashem. The mitzvah asay of yiyud should override the lois asay of mamzer, and he should be able to do yiyud. So yiyud is mitzvah asay, and now marrying a mamzer is a lois asay. So asay doich a lois asay, you should do yiyud, and then it should be doich a lois asay. Can you look at Chila create a situation of a Seyta Echolais Asay? Natayra, why not? Sitzes. Maybe it's Rabban or not, but Natayra, why not? Let's tell you this Hutra, but should be telling. Anyway, the Mechaschinuch is the Kasha, is this Kasha. There's a piece here in the Dvar Shmuel. He says, he compares it, actually, another case of a Seyda Echolais Asay in Ksuvis, also in Ksuvis. There's a case where a man is Ma'anes, let's say he's a Mamzer, he's Ma'anes of Sula. So which mitzvah say does he have now? Felicia Elisha. So the Gemara there actually asks that Veloisi Elisha is an essay. Mamzer Lois Asay. Let's say Asay Dech Lois Asay. So why does it mean Ma'anis a Besula? Why can't he afterwards marry her? Because of Asay Dech Lois Asay. So what's the Teretz? So the Gemara's words are Shekein Nitla Mechila. That she could be Michael. A Ma'anis doesn't marry her against her will. It's only if she's Michael. If she wants, it's nitin l'mechil. Taisus learns pshat in the Gemara that asay doicha lois asay is whose asay, his asay is doicha alav. Does she have a mitzvah to marry him? No. For her, if she wants to marry the man, she does, and not. She has no mitzvah. The issa to marry a mamzer is sai on the man and sai on the woman. Right, you're not allowed to marry a mamzer. Say the man's not marry a mamzer. It's not a mamzer. Not allowed to marry a kosher, and a ksheira is not allowed to be married to a mamzer. So the lav is on both sides. The say is only on his side. Zoktaisis, we don't say asay toicha lois asay if there are two people being over the lois asay, and only one of them has an asay. So we don't say asay toicha lois asay because he taka katayna. I have a mitzvah sasei, it should be deich alay sasei. But she has no mitzvah. So for her, it's only alay sasei. So she's mechuyev to be meichel loisi alayisha. The manis doesn't marry her. This is how Tosis explains the Gemara. Tosis is learning pshat in the Gemara that way, that asay deich alay sasei is only if to everybody being over asay, the alay sasei, there's an asay. Lefizeh, what about our Gemara? In our Gemara, it's a case of yiyud. Whose mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yiyud? It's only his mitzvah to be miayit her. So it's his mitzvah. It's daiche his lois asay. But she also has a lois asay. She also has a lois asay. Her lois asay, she doesn't have a kiyum asay. So like Tysus, you can't say asay daiche lois asay only if it's both sides. Only if it's true on both sides. Here it's not true on both sides. Well, according to the Rambam, it's Britzai, and that's certainly good. Right? Rambam learned to be daitam, she has to be masked. Even according to Taisus Bal Karcha, I'd rather he says it's only this Teretz only like the Rambam. He says it in the Drashim. Well, her is true according to everybody. Because even though she has no choice, but in her end, it's still a lois to say without an assay. Could the assay be deicha alayis assay, where it makes someone else be over alayis assay without an assay? I don't mean lefnei iver, because that's also alayis assay. But look, if it's midaita, it's certainly a good teretz. Question: if you have a teretz like taisus, this is what he answers. But then he has a comeback on this teretz. Chayitz a teretz. He says 1 minute. The girl by Yehud, how old is the girl? She's a katana, right? Otherwise, she went free with Simanin. Does a katana have a lysa say? Does a katana have a lysa say? Huh? Does a katana have a laugh? What do you say? Does katana have mitzvahs? Well, Pashtus katana don't have mitzvahs. If that's true, this whole teretz falls off. Because she has no lice say. By him it's a say decha lice say. So the whole teretz falls off. What? We don't put them in a situation like this. No, lice may be only dvarim shel achila, certainly not only the veila, certainly other machalais asuras. But Pashas is all aveiros. Most Rishon is all. Yoiv on leis achilum. If it's vital, leis achse. To say, should be deichet head. So I'll get divorced. The truth is, he brings himself to declare, if Ketanim really pata for mitzvahs, that's a pashat, that Ketanim are pata for mitzvahs. I mean, Ketanim are pata for mitzvahs. Well, what's the pshat katana ma'apat? You can learn, like a guy, he's patur for mitzvahs. There are those who learn, that the Karen Ira learns, and the Stipel learns it into a taisis, to taisis shita. A katan is b'chuyiv in all mitzvahs. He has a patur of aynis. A katan is not a bardas. He has a patur of aynis. But if a katan is b'kayim a mitzvah, it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum a mitzvah. Once he does it, it's mekuyim. If you learn that way, there's certain cases. There's a case. There's a halacha, halacha l'maisa. If you have a katan that ate kidei sviya, is mekuyim to bench midrabana and avchinach. And you have a gadol who ate a kazayis, also mekuyim midrabana. The katan could be mighty the gadol, la halacha. Katan's midrabana, the gadol's midrabana. Katan could be mighty the gadol. Now, this doesn't prove anything, because it could be that's the drabbanon of chinuch. But akoponim, there's a mashmois that the katan is not like a guy. He's shaykh to mitzvahs. The Karen Ira learns, I think there's a stipler in brachas that learns the same way, into Taisa Shita, that a katan, if he does a mitzvah, he has a kiyum mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah if a katan does a mitzvah. He's just not mechuyev in the mitzvah, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. If so, be'etzem, the ketana is mechuyeves in the lice say. She's an oinus. But the lice say exists. If the lice say exists, then this whole Torah teretz is a good teretz again. It's a good teretz because she has a lice say. She has no assay. So there's a say dech lice on one side, now on the other side. So we may learn a whole teretz is a good teretz. So this is the way he learns in the Devar Shmua. Let's finish the Gemara. Nata palay dinu, the meicher lepsulim leyinkirenu lekrayvim. So the Gemara malam meicher lepsulim shemrat liyayin miyayin, inkirenu lekrayvim shemrat liyayin eni miyayin. Ama krala ama malamed shemeicher lekrayvim. This is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. For a mayor who used laama to teach us what chizki is din, pamim she'ena meicher ela laama. Psulim nafkala mecha dafkala Rabbi Laz. Psulim inos from Rabbi Nesueha like Rabbi Laz. Like Rabbi Liaz. Bekraivim savalak Rabbanada Amri who said, oh, is it chesimit base? Who say, ain't mecha la kraivim. Good. Tani chada, mecha la aviv, they mecha la benai. Father could sell his daughter to his own father, it says the child's great father, but not to the child's brother. Imagine selling a girl to her brother for an omer vriyah. No? You guys must have been nice to your sisters, I think. So you could sell it to the grandfather. Which one could you sell? The grandfather of the girl could be, she could be sold to her, but not to her own brother. Obviously the reason is because he can't do yid. I understand karabana. You can't do yid, so you can't buy it. What's the difference, the father and the son? If you hold that you have to be able to do yiyud, so her brother can't do yiyud, her grandfather can't do yiyud. If you hold it doesn't matter, so then either one should be good. So how could you be mechal between the father and the son? So Gemara, come on, like Rabbanon, like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can sell to any car. The Rabbanon, you can't sell to, you cannot sell to any car. Even if a man can do yiyud, if his son could do yiyud, that's called tzad yiyud. There's a possibility of yiyud happening, not with him himself, but at least with his son. So mameila, since an uncle is allowed to marry a niece, so here a man sells a girl to her own grandfather. Now her grandfather can't marry her. That's an isser. Grandfather can't marry a child. But the grandfather can marry to his son, which is the girl's uncle. So there's a tzad yiyud. So the Gemara is mechadish that as long as there's a tzad yiyud, the whole thing is able to be chal. Okay, please keep up with me. We're going to do Amid Yoyim.